7. That was then. This is now. Reggie Dabbs.
How's everybody doing? Can everyone hear me? Can you hear me really, really good? If you need me to turn it up, say yes. Okay. If you need me to turn it up then. If you need me to turn it down, say yes. No. So we need to turn it up. Cool. Yeah. We'll turn it up. How many of you here for what's the name of this? That was then. This is now with Reggie. Y'all here for that? Yeah. I got some friends with me today. Uh-oh. Hello? Somebody cut me off. I have friends with me today, and we're going to get started in just a minute. Are you guys ready to have a good time? All right, here we go. Give me a couple of minutes when you're ready. Now, that sounds good right there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right, we'll leave it just like that. Thank you. Give it up for Mr. Sound Man. Fight Dylan! Are you having fun? L.A., L.A., this is L.A., this is D.C. Man, am I tired. I thought we were already doing L.A. He was like, good, we're almost done. How's everybody doing? Everything we do in this session has to deal with this right here. This is called a Christian flag. How many of you like the Christian flag? All right. But before we get started with that, I got some friends from Southern California College who are here with me today. These girls are called Entourage. And I let them explain what they do. Give them a hand. Come on up, girls. Have fun with us. Check these girls out.
How you guys doing? Come on, you guys.
Are you guys tired?
All right, well, we are from Southern California College. Everybody look right back there. We have a real tiny itty-bitty table. If you guys, actually, we're going to be a university by the end of the summer, so if you guys want to check that out. What we do is we travel all across to different states. We perform at high schools, youth camps, youth conventions. We do drama, and pretty much we like to be kind of crazy. Do you guys like to be kind of crazy? Yeah! Well, let me just tell you guys are into the best workshop with Reggie Dabbs right here. This man is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Give it up. So we travel all across, we do youth camps, we meet a lot of teenagers and high schoolers, and as a team of three girls, you know, driving on the road, we drive everywhere we go, and you know, we drive, and we've really found that you have to stick together, you have to be a team, but sometimes, you know, you got one person driving, everyone else is, you know, just hanging out, and we found out that there are just some games that you can't play with two people, and these are some of them. So here's some games you can't play with two people.
Duck, duck, goose. Okay, here we go, all right. Duck! Duck! You duck!
Okay.
Gonna pick me! I don't know if he's gonna pick me!
Red Rover!
play with only one person.
Musical chair. Da 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 da. And this one is one of our absolute favorites to do. How many guys are cheerleaders? Any of you guys? All right. Just a little pre-clues to, you're a cheerleader, Reggie?
You know, I got a question. Why is it every time a cheerleader raises their hand, the fingers have to go like that? What up? What up, what up? They're like, how many of y'all cheerleaders? Y'all go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, we are in no way, shape, or form making fun of cheerleaders. In fact, we admire their spirit, and we applaud them. So this skit is going out to all you guys cheerleaders. All of you guys, here it goes. This is called the Cheer Skit. Both of you, precious in every way. Okay. But I'd just like to show you a cheer that I did in high school. It's a very good one. Got the crowd into it. Got those athletes pumped up for the game. Know what I'm saying? Okay. So here it goes. Watch closely. Pay attention. This is what I'm looking for in you guys.
It's all the same.
Go, Butch!
Ready, okay. I got spirit, yeah, I do, I got spirit.
please don't hit yourself. That's not nice.
I did okay.
Yes,
you did wonderful. I did fine. That was good cheerleader.
Okay.
Good cheerleader, man.
Okay. And bring it to a close. Thank you. Your turn.
Yeah. My name is Prissy.
Cheerleading squad.
Yeah!
Thank you, Sage.
Just a second, we won't be long. I just wanted to start by letting you know you come to the right place if you want to have a good time. If you enjoyed these girls, give them a hand again, would you? That's just great. Man, I got to admit, though, I worry about them sometimes. I worry about them a lot. Whole lot. Today, I want you to understand one thing. Number one, Jesus Christ is real. And it's great to be a part of the family of God, isn't it? If you're part of the family of God, say yeah.
Yeah.
If it's you glad, say cool. Good. If you have your Bible, here's what we're going to be reading it. I'm going to set it up for you. The girls are going to come back and do something. And it's going to be in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 12. Now it'll be chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. That's where we're going to read from. I'd like to start this out before the girls come back by explaining to you something that happened to me a couple of months ago. It was about 2 months ago when I was on an airplane in Detroit, Michigan. I was flying to Dallas, Texas to meet my family. And that day in Detroit, they had huge windstorm, just wind. The wind was blowing 45 miles an hour, gusting up to 80 to 85 miles an hour. The airport was pretty much shut down until that afternoon. And all of a sudden, the lady said, "We're going to get you guys out of here. Everybody, get on the airplane." So everybody's running to get on the airplane. So I get on the airplane, and I always like to get the exit rows. You know what I'm talking about, exit rows? It's just like sitting in first class without the price. You know what I mean? You got a lot of leg room and all that stuff. So when I sit down there, this flight attendant came by, and it was weird because we're on the ground. The plane's not moving, but the wind's blowing so hard, it's shaking the plane sideways. It was cool. And I noticed a woman come in and sit right across the aisle in front of me. And when she sat down, she buckled her seatbelt, pulled it real tight, grabbed the armrest, and started rocking back and forth, going, "Jesus, Jesus, 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 Jesus." And I was laughing, y'all. That's good. It's a shame it was her first flight and it was in a windstorm. That's wrong. Somebody doesn't like her upstairs at all. So I sit down and I'm laughing at her, watching her shake. And all of a sudden, the flight attendant came by and goes, "Excuse me, sir, this is an exit row. In case of an emergency, can you open that door?" I looked at her and I said, "Look at me. I don't even care if there's not even a door there. Just get behind me, baby. We out of here. We out of here." So here we go. Everybody's on the plane. They get ready to close the door. And then this businessman came in. And he came running in. He sit right in front of the woman going, "Jesus, Jesus, 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 Jesus." We get out there in the runway, and everybody's saying their final prayers. and the pilot came on. Here's a normal pilot, everyday, happy pilot. Ladies and gentlemen, we're number one for takeoff. Flight attendants, please prepare the cabin for a takeoff and sit down and buckle your seatbelts. We'll be in the air shortly. This dude, we're at the end of the runway. He's like, well, everybody, we're number one for takeoff. And buddy, I'm telling you, this is going to be an incredible ride. If you've never been on a roller coaster, welcome aboard. It's going to be great. I'm like, man, who let Elmer Fudd fly the airplane tonight? This is not good. This is not good at all. So here we go, down the runway. We're shaking. Everybody's going, finally we take off. And you know what happened? We hit a downdraft. That means the wind pushed from top to bottom. It hit our airplane, and we dropped, no joke, 525 feet. And when we started dropping, I sit there and I thought, we're dead. We're dead. Have you ever think what would go through your mind? No, you were done. I thought I would think of my wife, my little boy, would I think of, you know, all the kids I've gotten to speak to or seeing Jesus face to face? None of those things went through my mind. Instead, I started laughing so hard. My side hurt. I couldn't breathe. Tears were falling out of my eyes. I wanted to lay down in the seat beside me, but it was some lady there. That wouldn't look good. I'm already married, laying on this woman. It wouldn't work. The reason why I was laughing is this. When the plane started dropping, the woman going, Jesus, 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 she didn't. She stopped. She turned into an operatic singer, all right? She yelled, Jesus! And when she did that, the businessman sitting in front of her unbuckled, fell on the floor, and screamed to the top of his lungs, oh, God, please forgive me! People, that was the funniest thing I ever seen in my entire life. I was laughing so hard. I couldn't stop laughing, man. Then the man realized we wasn't dying. He gets up, buckles up. You know what's amazing? When people are like, let's take hammer and nail. You're hammering a nail, hammering a nail. Every time you put a nail between your finger and thumb, your thumb gets jealous. Because the number one thing that thumb wanted to be in life was a nail. Seems like everybody's thumb wants to get hit with a hammer. What would it be like to get hit so hard that sparks fly off my fingernail? You know, it's just great. So with every nail you hit, your thumb's like, next time, I'm jumping over there. I'm a nail, I'm a nail, I'm a nail! And all of a sudden it happens. The hammer comes flying down. Your thumb goes, no! The number one word people scream, whether it's for good or bad, is Jesus Christ. You ever notice that? No, Jesus, help me! Or some people, it's like cursing, Jesus Christ. But you know what I found out? Why do they call Jesus and not Hare Krishna? I mean, Hare Krishna! Muhammad! Farrakhan! You know why? It's at the very nature of man to call on the name of Jesus Christ when he's hurt. Why don't we call on him when the sun's shining? That's what this session's all about. Please welcome back from Southern California College, Entourage. Give him a hand.
Okay, we just have one more skit for you guys. And I know that sometimes we get different perceptions of God. We think that he's too busy for us, or we did something wrong, so he doesn't want to have anything to do with us. But that is false, because God loves us in spite of everything we do, even though we are sinful creatures. And just please pay attention while Entourage asks you the question, how do you view God?
Good morning, students!
Tanya?
Yes?
She's there?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, I was playing the superheroes.
Okay, first of all, what is your name?
Sally.
Sally! Jesse Raphael!
No, this hurts. My name's okay. Sally Bertram.
Okay, Sally. Sally. I forgot. Last night during the service, you took a little nap while the preacher was speaking, and you know what that means? That means I can't help you, because you see, you disobeyed. You see, you Disobey, I can't help. Disobey, I can't help. It's really very fun. Why don't you say it with me? Disobey, I can't help. Disobey, I can't help. Disobey, oh, you got it. There you go, dear. Oh, I have an idea. Why don't you come back later, help me clean up, you know, maybe earn some of my medical attention. Then I could maybe take those nunchucks right out of your head. But until then, bye-bye.
Oh no, it hurts so bad! Oh.
Germs. I mention it for Jesus. Love to work for him each day. Hunchy hair, he wants to share. Burdens long away. Oh, I'm a missionette for Jesus. My training I shall never forget. I'm as happy as can be. Nurse Natanya Marks.
Yes, can I help you, dear?
Yeah, I was getting my pole vaulting badge for missionette.
Uh-huh.
I'm almost star.
That's great.
And I was pole vaulting and the pole vault went through my body.
Well, that's really too bad.
The pole vault is going through my abdomen. Can you take it out?
I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to do that.
The pole vault is going through my body. Can you take it out?
Let me explain something to you. A, I don't deal in poles through the abdomen. B, I don't really like missionettes. And C, you remember yesterday when I wanted to play a little volleyball with you and you said, oh no, I was too old and too ugly to play with you. Do you remember that? Uh-huh, well I do, you see. You can't just push me away when you don't want me and then pull me back when you need my help, you see. There's no pushing and then pulling. No pushing and then pulling me back. Do you understand, dear?
So, because I wouldn't let you play volleyball yesterday, you won't take this pole out of my body?
There's no pushing and then pulling, do you understand?
Okay. I'm a missionette for Jesus. I love to work for him each day. Hunchy cares, he wants to share. But it's long away. Oh, I'm a missionette for
Thank you. So I'd really love to help you, but lots of time and
The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As the Father is compassionate on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Kurt.
You may think that they're funny. Come on, y'all, give them another hand. Those are my girls. Yes. What we just did right there was set everybody in this room to know that you are a candidate to be used by Jesus Christ. Because it does not matter what you've done, doesn't matter what you've seen, it doesn't matter where you've let your feet take you, doesn't matter where you've let your eyes take you, doesn't matter what you've been a part of, that when Jesus Christ gets a hold of your life, it's a whole new thing. And that's what he wants to do. A lot of people see this, and I got a question. Is there anybody here from Hawaii? Look what I got from Hawaii. I got Hawaii. I like Hawaii, man. Hawaii, what's up? I don't like Hawaii. Washington State. Who's from Washington State? Let's see. Kansas. Who's from Kansas? Where's Toto? No. That's the only thing I know about Kansas, y'all. Toto. Let's see. Who's from Bakersfield, California? Those girls back there, they're like, we're from Bakersfield. That's so cute. That's great. Bakersfield. Where? Vegas. Anybody here from Las Vegas? Oh, cool, man. Yeah, Vegas. Let's see. Where? Oregon. Who's from Oregon? I admire people from Oregon. Any college that would name themselves the Donald Ducks is incredible. That's on their basketball court. They got Donald Duck. Have you seen that? It's really cool. It's incredible. Who? Anybody from Alaska? I ain't got nothing to say about Alaska, y'all. Hold up. Wait. If you're from Alaska, stand up. They got brothers and sisters in Alaska? Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm joking, y'all. Alaska's beautiful. I've been there a couple of times. I almost turned white. I went in March one time, y'all. I went outside. I went back in. I ain't going. Utah! Where's that? Oh, I'm sorry. No. Anybody here from Idaho? Three of you. It's great. No, you're joking. There's somebody here from Oklahoma? Honey, you got lost. She go, I took the airplane, and I don't know what happened. Missouri? What have I done? New Mexico. Come here. Land of the missing Martian, right? Yeah, I believe it. Roswell happened. All right, here we go. Let's do this. Dallas. You may from Texas? You from Texas? Go Cowboys. LA. Anybody here from hometown? Any hometown people? LA. Anybody from West Side? Anybody from Compton? Anybody from Compton? Gee. I went to a school in Compton once. I just want to make sure he's all right. I got to do this, y'all. Here's what I got to do. If you notice, this is a brand new Christian flag. This is not my Christian flag. This is yours. No. When you accept Jesus Christ, your Christian walk begins like a brand new flag. A lot of people have a problem being Christians. They say it's too hard. That's why they use the term in the Bible, born again. if a baby's born, he does not come out walking. Now, that'd be interesting. It'd be good. Could you imagine a delivery room, your mama, doctors there, nurses, all of a sudden you came out. What's up? Hey, I'm naked. Give me some clothes. Come on, mama, let's go to Burger King. I got teeth already, too. It'd be easy. When you're born again, you learn. Remember, if you got saved this week, if you're struggling with your Christian walk, it's a pace. You learn. Not everybody's Christian life is perfect like this flag is brand new. What I'm going to do today is share with you a story of three people who came before us. Before I do that, let me read the Bible. Here's what the Bible has to say about these people. Their faith helped them conquer kingdoms because they did right. God made promises to them. They closed the jaws of lions, put out raging fires, and escaped from the sword from their enemies. Although they were weak, they were given strength and power to chase foreign armies away. Some women received back loved ones from the dead. Many of these people were tortured, but they refused to be released. I'm starting at verse 33. I started verse 33. Now I'm at 35, okay? I'm reading from the contemporary English version of the Bible. 35. Some women received back their loved ones back from the dead. Many of these people were tortured but refused to be released. They were sure that they would get a better reward when the dead would rise to life again. Others were made fun of, beaten, whipped. Some were chained and in jail. Still others were stoned to death, sawed into, or killed with the sword. Some had nothing but sheepskins or goatskins to wear. They were poor, mistreated, and tortured. The world did not deserve these good people. That happened then so that we could have Michael W. Smith today. So that we could have Audio Adrenaline, Newsboys, Gatinas, the CC Winans, your Tony Campoles, your Reggie Dabbs, your Buster Sorens. You see, once you start looking at this whole thing in the big picture, you will start realizing, I have been given the greatest opportunity of my life. In John 15:16, it's my favorite verse, you did not choose me, but I chose you. God chose you. I get to work with a lot of professional athletes. A couple of weeks ago, I was in a locker room with a famous football player who's been in a lot of trouble. And he looked at me and goes, the people don't like me. The press trying to make me run out of Dallas. I looked at him and said, I know a guy who people didn't like and they crucified him. This whole thing, and the bottom line is, and it's on everything, every flyer of this conference, live a life. Let me show you three people who lived a life. First, she received her flag on the side of a road. There was a missionary. He would ride horses and tell people about the love of Jesus. When she learned about Jesus Christ, it changed the rest of her life. She told everyone, her friends, her family. Man, many people decided to follow Christ because of this 16-year-old girl who stood for him. But the king got mad. And when the king gets mad, he just brought her in. He says, people are telling me that I'm not the one king. I'm not the only one that they love. I'm not the only one that they stand for. What are you? What are you telling them? And she said, I'm telling them of the love of God. So you're the king on earth. He looked at her, he got mad. He says, I could kill you. I could kill you. And she said these words, you can have this body, but you can't take my soul. She paid a great price for what she believed in. They took her out in the middle of a courtyard. And on noon, they set a big bonfire around her. And they lit the fire and she burned to death. Something she picked up on the side of the road. She had no idea.
She would have to die for it. You can see her Christian flag. It's burned, charred. Has holes. She loved him. She really, really, really loved him. Honey, stand up here so they can all see you. Honey, show them your flag. Look at it. Her daddy rejected her, told her she was crazy, that the king would kill her. She didn't care. Her mama cried as the flames started engulfing her daughter. If it wasn't for her, girls, you wouldn't be here today. She paid the price. No, there's more. There's way more. I just picked three. My second one, he's a stud. He's a 15-year-old Jewish boy who Hitler hated. You know why Hitler hated him? This kid single-handedly made Hitler so mad. He would run around, put scripture verses on Hitler's personal car. Oh, he was crazy, man. He told everybody about Christ. He would take people and smuggle them out of town. He would take scripture, write it on toilet paper, and pass it around. He would take it. He found ways by himself of totally disrupting the Nazi army. Then he got caught. Hitler said, bring him to me, bring him to me. Hitler interrogated this boy. Said, who are you with? Who are you with? He goes, I'm alone. He goes, who are you with? Who are you? I'm by myself. Who are you with? Who are you with? It's just me. And those words again, I could kill you. He said the same thing. You could take my body. You can't take my soul. His flag's not brand new. His flags have holes. You can barely even see the white on his flag. Because Hitler got so angry, he took a gun, shoved it right up against his forehead, and he pulled the trigger twice. He didn't pay the price. Young men, we wouldn't be here today. Do you see what I'm saying this morning? I'm telling you that there are some great young people who lived a life before we even got our chance. But the Bible says that the life we live is like a race, a relay race. And in a relay race, you have a fast guy go first. Then your other two guys have got to be quick. But you got to save your fastest man for the last. You hear what I'm saying? Just in case it's still close, you want your fastest guy at the end, because you know no matter what, when he gets that baton, he's going to win that race. Why does God love us more than these two? Reggie, what do you mean? They have come and gone, but we're still alive. Can God possibly believe we can live a greater life in them? Yes, he does. That was then. There's one more you gotta meet from then. He's my favorite, y'all. The Bible in the book of Acts talks about a man named Stephen. Stephen was a stud among studs. He got put in prison, took him for a whole town. And the preachers and the priests and the elders were yelling at him, you've done this, you've done that, you've done this, you've done that. So now you tell us you're sorry or we're going to kill you. You know what his first words were? You snakes, vipers. In Reggie terms, you bunch of fathead people. What's wrong with you? He's a man, dude. He's a man. Oh, they killed him, but he was a man. They drug him outside of town. They threw him in a pit, and they began to throw rocks at him. They began to beat him so bad, all he could do was roll up in a ball. But halfway through his beating, he stopped curling up in a ball. It's like the pain left. And he looked up, and he yelled out, do you see it? Do you see it? It says in the book of Acts that he saw the heavens open up and he saw Jesus Christ himself standing at the right hand of the Father. He says, don't you see him, the Son of Man? He stands at the right hand of the Father. Can I explain something to you today? I'm sitting down for a reason. Every time you read about Jesus in heaven with his heavenly Father, he's always sitting at the right hand. He sits at the right hand of the Father. He sits at the right hand of the Father. But when Stephen dies, he looks up in heaven and he sees Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. Do you know why Jesus Christ was standing? Now listen to me. It's because when Stephen was saved, he reached out and he said, here, son, there's your Christian walk. And Stephen took it and he hung on to it. And he did whatever it took for Jesus to be lifted up and for the name of God to go on. He lived the life. He lived the life. Now he lived the life. And he lived it so great that the day he died, Jesus Christ himself had to stand up and clap him while he came to heaven. Wouldn't it be awesome today to live a life for Jesus so great that the day you died, you looked up and you saw heaven and you saw Jesus standing going, that's my girl. I love her so much. She lived a life for me so great. I can't sit down. I gotta say, that's my boy. I love him so much. He lived a life for me so great. He has to give you a standing ovation. That's what they mean by live the life. And you know what? Every one of us have a chance to live the life. See, I believe when you get invited to do something like this, you can either get up with something real nice and happy and and then walk out the door, or I can give you something to think about. Look at him. Who will take their place? Because that was then, and this is now. Jesus, I pray for every young person in this room. God, what a great time you've given us. But Jesus, we've got to take this seriously. You've called us. You set up our life, God. There's so many different stories in this room. Places we've come from, but you've set us up, God. God, I pray right now, God, that you would help us to know that we can live this life for you. We're not here by mistake, by chance. It's purpose that you love us. With every head bowed and every eye closed, I'm asking you to make a fresh commitment to God. You just watched the past walk down an aisle holding their life, their Christian life. And some of you today, many times since Wednesday, have been challenged. I watched some of you last night as my friend Tony was speaking. You looked at the ground. I watched some of you as you left the room last night. Your eyes were determined that you're going to walk the walk. You're going to live this life. Sometimes we need to make that thing public. And in our last moments in this little seminar, I'm going to ask, who in this room would say, Reggie, it is time somebody stood for Jesus now. They lived then so that I can have an opportunity now. If you're in this room, you say, Reggie, I'm going to do my best.
At this point, the program continues on side two.